Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Solly Maloyi is the Chief Director responsible for social statistics at Statistics South Africa. That's one of the hardest things to say on radio. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, listeners.
I always stumble over it, but I think I did very, very well this morning. I should have pretended that it was easy for me, but it really wasn't. Okay, so give us the overall trend. And this is, of course, we're talking 2020 to 2021 period.
Yes. And maybe let's put context into it before we get into the numbers. This is the period where, if you recall, this is where we hit by COVID-19. Mm-hmm. This is the period where we had two hard lockdowns. Mm-hmm. So all our indicators from this survey shows for household crime and even for individual crimes, all are showing that there is a decrease. Whether you're talking about home robbery, housebreaking, assault, even consumer fraud, hijacking, all of them, they are showing that there is a decrease.
All right. So, and is that largely, how do you work it out? How do you know if it is lockdown or if it is something else? You know, the obvious assumption is that it's lockdown. People are home. That's the obvious assumption. But do we know that for certain?
Yes. So when we do what we call it in the statistical world, we call it a data confrontation. So when we look at the data that was collected by SAPS, which is the reported crime, it's also showing the same trend in that particular period. What is going to be very interesting from the survey point of view is when we're doing the next point, which is a 21-22, to see whether are we seeing a pickup of these crimes, or are we seeing the same level prior to COVID. I know SAPS is also releasing their crime stats today, so we also give us a sort of a sense of what actually happened sort of post the hard lockdown.
How do you gather your stats versus SAPS, for example?
Yes, so SAPS is reporting. Basically, they're releasing the cases that has been reported. So if it's solely who walked into the police station, those type of crime they will be captured by SAPS. The survey, we go to the household and then we ask whether respondents have been victims of crime, and then we have those household crime that I've already mentioned, and also the individuals. And then in this period also, what we did is that we also zoom into the gender-based violence from the perspective, we're trying to understand the perspective of South Africans around the gender-based violence. And and the findings was also showing that most of the people who are committing this type of act with the gender-based violence are people that are close to home. It could be your if you look at the numbers, I can give you the actual numbers. Your spouse, it was on top of the list. Your previous partner, it was also on top of the list, and then followed by a relative or a friend, and a friend or somebody that you know. And then the other categories like your spiritual leader and employer, they were on the list, but almost down the list. So it also gives us a sense of that if we're talking about gender-based violence, it's committed by people who are close by the person who's being a victim.
Right. What happens with this information? Where does it go?
Yes. So as a National Statistical Office, what we do is that we do the survey, and then we do have our stakeholders. Our main stakeholders is government. We working closely with SAPS and especially the department that are in the justice sector. But then we also, because this is, we are using public funds, so the data is really available for students who are doing their masters, who are doing their PhDs, who want to go and do some bit of research, so that they are using this data. We are also, as the National Statistical Office, to report on the SDGs, because some of these indicators are part of the SDGs, which is the Sustainable Development Goals. We are also part of the AU, where we're having the Africa Agenda 2063. These are some of the indicators where we're reporting as a country. So STEPESE is actually leading in that. We are also helping presidency because they do have the indicators that they're tracking from the NDP National Development Plan point of view. So we do have a series of stakeholders that we are sharing this information, including just original South Africans. They can call us if they need help regarding this survey and other surveys that we are conducting under social statistics.
Right, and this went through to when this information?
You're saying the period that we collected in?
Yes.
Oh, so we had to change the way we are doing the survey, because you remember that COVID actually caught most of us surprised. Mm-hmm. The survey was supposed to start in April, but then if you recall, that was when we had a hard lockdown.
Yeah.
So we had to adjust like any other agencies that are doing this type of work,
mm-hmm.
where we do the telephonic interviews. So it was throughout the period, but then it was not the normal face-to-face, because we were not allowed to move around. So we revert to telephone interviews.